Take marker. Action.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady, and...
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. This is our review of Military Wives. With their partners away serving in Afghanistan, a group of women on the home front form a choir. Ooh, speaking of choir, weren't you in choir?
I was, from fourth grade to senior year.
There you go, guys. All right, so let's get right to it. Quickly find themselves at the center sensation of a global movement, guys. Stay tuned. This is our review. What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady, Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. They bring the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it, man. I mean, the world we're living in is crazy. It's changing daily. And hopefully everyone's staying safe out there, guys, with what's going on and everything. I know we are down here in San Antonio, Texas. So let's get right to it. Let's go into another realm of a movie that actually was very different than what we're used
to. It was surprising. So going in this movie, I didn't see any trailer. We were like, okay, all right, military wives. You kind of get a sense, something to do with military and wives.
Obviously.
So that's the most I got to it. But it was a different take, and it was so surprising, and it brought me back to like throwback because I was in choir. So I could relate to a lot of stuff that was in this. Yeah. It was great.
Well, there was a lot of the exercises in the movie that were really accurate.
Yeah, to a certain point, but I was relating to more like music and pitch and tempo and stuff, and it was great. I loved it. It brought me back to my days.
I did enjoy this movie, but going into it, I was just like, okay, it was very slow getting to the plot. I felt like it was very. But at the same time, though, it was a heartwarming film. I mean, let's be honest, it was a very, very heartwarming film. It's very hard to not like this movie, because of just the courageousness and the courage of, you know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you have these group of women. Their husbands or partners are often they're being deployed. They're worried. They're paranoid. So they are trying to come together to find an activity where they can, you know, distract themselves but also bond
together. Exactly. And of course, this is based on a true story, ladies and gentlemen. And the good thing about this movie is that it really has a great message all behind it and everything, and I really did enjoy that so much. I also did enjoy the pettiness between women, like
very catty. Catty at times.
a lot of pettiness, especially with the lead actresses. It was very, man, I mean, they were going back at it.
A lot of different personalities in this bunch.
Different generation, too, you could tell right away.
Yeah, obviously you have people who've, you know, I think one of the main characters, it was her husband's fifth deployment.
Yeah.
And then another character, very young, her husband's first deployment.
Yeah.
You know, freshly married, you know. So there's a wide range of people.
Which is good.
Cast.
Which is good to see, because we get to see different people's react to this. First timers, second timers, and then like we said already, fifth tour people that have been that their husbands have been, you know, deployed. Furthermore, this actually is filmed in the UK. So that's pretty good.
Set in the UK.
Yeah, so it's very proper. I love UK movies.
I love the way they talk. Yeah, even the way they curse. It's bloody great.
Like it's
you're
so
being
proper.
An arse.
Put it on the telly. Like it just, I loved it so much. I mean, they're very proper, very respectful. I love that about this movie, and it does shed a lot of light to it, because it shows what their environment is, what it's like over there, and it shows us into what it's, you know, the lives of it living on a bunker or living on base.
Yeah.
Was this the film that we needed?
Of course. I feel like, you know, like you said, it has a great message. And I feel like in this time, you know,
with what's going on,
I think it's a great
bring us together film.
Yeah, bring us together film. Yeah. And, you know, I liked how it's relatable to a lot of people. Like you're bonding with, you know, even though you may not be a military spouse, you're still that message of bonding and, you know, finding something to come together. Yeah. I think it's a great message.
Yeah, same here. I'll agree that 100%. I really did enjoy this movie towards the second act and the third act, of course. And it was, you know, it's funny because there's a lot of funny moments in this movie. This movie's runtime is 1 hour 52 minutes. It is a little slow in the beginning. I'll say that. It is a little slow, and it does get better, though. If you stick it out, it does get better. And I would say the first 30 minutes is kind of slow.
Yeah, because you have a lot to set up. I mean, they have a lot of characters, yeah, for one. But also, like I said, it's these women who are trying to find something to work together, and forming a choir isn't the first choice. So you're seeing them going through all these different hobbies that just don't work out.
Or just drinking
wine. Right? But I agree. It's a little slow at the beginning, but it definitely picks up once, like you said, second and third act hits.
Yeah. So I really did enjoy that. Alamo City Movie Talk does say this movie is the film that we deserved. Rate 1 out of 10. What are you going to give it, Angela?
I will give it a 7. I really enjoyed it. It's probably a little high because I related more to it because of my background in choir.
Yeah.
And it, like, you know, was very exciting for me to watch. All the things, it just brought back the feels of when I competed in choir and we did competitions and stuff. And then I know there was one part where they had walked to this tunnel in the woods and it was, like, super awesome acoustics. And it brings me back to, you know, whenever – you know, my choir sang in like a chapel in New York, and the same thing, the acoustics were amazing and it just brought back the feels. So it was very nostalgic and sentimental to me, so that's why I rated it a 7.
Okay, all right, duly noted. I'm gonna have to give this a solid six. Just like we already said, brought up the points and everything. It was very slow at the beginning, but it is a heartwarming film, guys, so we do recommend this movie, guys. I guess so. Yeah, Animal Scene Movies, I recommend it. You recommend it?
I do. Yeah. I you know, besides the message, I think it's actually a great film to give it a try. Like, you know, even though you said it's very different, choir is not something you would think of, you know,
right off the bat.
But it's actually really entertaining. The actors or actresses, I'm sorry, are all great. The chemistry works pretty well together.
Yeah.
And the storyline actually has like a pretty good flow once it picks up.
Yeah, once it picks up, it stays on point, and I like about it. And also gets a little bit even more petty too when it comes down to the climax of women arguing.
It's great.
All righty, guys. Be sure to check us out as well, guys. Hit that subscribe button and be sure to check out this movie, guys. Obviously not at a theater near you, but this is going to be on videos on demand. It's going to be on demand, guys, coming out this Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Right in your home.
Yep, right in your home. So be sure to buy this movie and check it out at a device near you, I guess. a streaming service device, Voodoo, or, you know, wherever, iTunes, wherever you watch movies at. Alrighty, guys, well, be sure to tap subscribe button once again, guys. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Give us a thumbs up if you like our review, guys. Catch you later. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
I'm Angela at That Cat Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Stay classy, San Antonio.